are back. I'm excited to talk about foul play and all of the upcoming events happening at the Current and also in the lives of Dylan, Sukiat, and the amazing Avery Wright. Welcome again, you guys. So, Mike, before I jump into what's coming up in your professional careers, let's talk a bit about how do you balance your studio time with life and family?
Well,
anyone can start.
I'm going to jump in because, yeah, I always have this struggle. And I think it's really hard for me because I have, you know, I have two kids, even though they're adults, they're 28 and 30. But I still have things that I need to do. I have, you know, they come with their own problems. Kids, right? Go figure. Yeah. So there's always something going on with them. You know, just trying to balance real life stuff, like going to the dentist, things going to the market, you know, dealing with this problem, dealing with that problem, and, you know, finding time to go into the studio.
You mean just being a regular adult in the year 2022?
Being a regular adult plus an artist, trying to be an artist. Yeah. And I think for myself, I really like having deadlines for shows and for work and commissions because it helps me to focus on what I need to do. If I have an open-ended situation, I tend to sort of put it off, and I can be really good at procrastinating too. You know, I'm sure all of us can because we work from home.
PhD.
You know, we're in our own spaces.
PhD in procrastination.
So it's easy to sit on the couch and be like, I'm just going to watch The Office for a few episodes or whatever. So it's all a matter of just balancing everything. And sometimes the balance doesn't work. Sometimes one thing overtakes another. And you know what? That's just how it is sometimes. And you have to be gentle with yourself either way. And that's just how I look at it, one day at a time. That's how I go. And I do what I can do. And if I can't, all I can do is what I can do. And I've kind of learned that as I've gotten older. Too bad you don't realize this stuff when you get young, when you're younger, because, you know, it should be that way. But yeah, you don't. So that's kind of how I go. But everything seems to work out in the end.
There you go. That's because you keep on pushing. How about you, Dylan? How do you find your balance?
I think it's a very similar answer to Sue's, but I have a job where I work at night. So I'm a bartender. I've always thought that it was very important to keep a job that is different from your professional art creation, or have an extra something so that you don't depend on sales to make ends meet. I feel that that can radically change what you actually create. And sometimes it becomes less honest. And I'm not saying that for everyone. It's not a blanket statement, but I could see how it could become like that. So I try, and I'm good at procrastinating too, just like Sue, just like all of us. So I try to make my studio time, treat my studio time also like my job, but I'm a really bad boss. So, you know, that I could watch some TV, or let me do this. Like I'll deep clean my house before I start working on a sketch, you know, but it's tough. But I do try, and funnily enough, this show actually, just like Sue said, made me have a deadline that I couldn't like not obliged to. I couldn't let Sue down. I couldn't let the Current team down. Because I wasn't just doing the job that I was supposed to do. So it kind of put me in work mode. But personally, I prefer to work slowly every day on work, because I work in oil paints as well. So it takes a long time to dry, a long time to do layers and those kind of things. So I like to have work done way before a show, or actually create the work and then say, okay, now it's time for me to have a show.
Awesome.
I like that better, but sometimes it doesn't always work out that way. So let me be honest, you know, it's like every month I start this cyclical thing of, yeah, I'm a workout every morning. I'm a wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and then do some work, start some sketches, Tuesdays is sculpture day. Wednesdays are small works days, and Fridays and Sundays are, yeah. Like I try to do that, and then
no, that never works. Yeah.
I try. It works sometimes, but only for a week or two, and then I just feel. Yeah, I just feel horrible because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. So yeah, but yeah, it ain't easy.
Yeah, that's the other thing we all do is we all beat ourselves up about not working enough, or we all, you know, we all sort of, you know, we should be up and, you know, we should be doing this, we should be doing that, and you know.
Sometimes you just have to remember that one, you're a part of 11 Strong. That's a big thing. Two, foul play is going to be amazing. So you've definitely put in the work. So no matter how much procrastinating you think you've done, the work is up. The show is going to go on, and it's going to be amazing.
Exactly.
How have you been handling trying to balance work and life and everything else and all of your passion projects?
I don't know if balance is a word that I can attach to my practice or to my work life situation. I just do things as they come and try not to stress about it, honestly. That's where I've gotten to. Deadlines, like Sue say, if I don't have a deadline, it ain't happening. It's not. I'm just being realistic. Like we were saying, we're talking about mercy. Mercy is coming up with NAGB, and I'm in it, and Sue's in it, and you know, working full time at the Current, and then also working adjunct at the University of the Bahamas. It's like I just have to make the time. You know what I mean? So you got to do what you got to do and get it out, get it done. Especially like then, so you made the commitment to somebody, or made it to the NAGB, made it to John that hey, I'm going to do the work for Mercy, and I just have to make it happen. You know,
so I'm happy that you guys are talking about Mercy. How many of you, which ones, Avery, you're in Mercy. Sue, you're in Mercy. Dylan, are you in Mercy?
I am not, no.
Oh, okay. No problem.
You're still
part of 11 Strong.
I'm kind of out of the loop. I'm living on a family island, so I don't get to see all the art exhibitions and talk to everyone. I'm really horrible.
Definitely hoping that you'll make it in town so that you can see a little bit of Mercy.
I love every exhibition that happens at the National Art Gallery, and I can't wait to see it. Yeah.
So the 9th annual the 10th annual national exhibition. Why are they 9? The 10th annual national exhibition, Mercy, curated by the amazing John Cox himself, is set to open up October 6th. It features the Olympic team of artists.
There's like 45 artists.
And it's going to be massive. It's going to be strong. It's going to be thought-provoking. So let me hear from you guys how you felt when you first got the invitation to be a part of Mercy.
I was really excited because I love doing the any shows, because as I was saying before, it's one of those shows where I feel I can step out of what I usually do and do something that is different from the norm. And I really love this theme. And as soon as I found out what the theme was, I'm like, yep, I know what I'm doing. And I just kind of went with it. And, for me, it was a very personal project because it has to do with my son and addiction and the mercy that surrounds that kind of thing, forgiveness, that kind of thing. So for me, it was a very powerful piece and very personal. So, you know, I hope when people look at it, they can feel that. And you know, I cleared it all with my son to make sure that it was okay that I used his picture and things like that. And he said, you know, Mom, if I can help one person through your project, then that's what I really care about. So he was really gracious about it. Yeah. But I love doing it. It was very cathartic for me. Let's put it that way.
Great. Avery, how about you?
Mercy, when I got the invitation to Mercy, it was exciting because obviously it's the 10th national exhibition. The fact that we've been doing this biennial now going on 10, the 10th one is a pretty big deal. And then I was like going through some personal stuff and I was like, I don't know if I can do the work. I'm not sure I can do the work. And GeoSway came by and she was like, yeah, I just did my thing. I had to send my portrait, whatever. And I was like, hold on, Geo's in it. I got to do the work.
There you go.
So I was like, I had to shift gears and try to figure out how I could make it happen. So yeah, that's happening. And I'm just excited to be a part of it. Like you said, it's a wide range of artists, and I'm excited to see what everybody else has done as well.
Yeah. So how is it for you being one of those, one of the many artists or one of the strong artists that have had the opportunity to be on both sides of the coin, because you've curated and assisted and assisted in the curating of many MEs, and yeah, now you are the curatorial manager, and you're going to be a major artist spotlighted, showcased in ME10. How does that make you feel?
It's heavy. Heavy is the ground.
There you go.
This is now my third Annie, so I'm excited about that. So that's a big accomplishment for me, because when I was curating it at the NAGB, it was kind of like, I want to be a part of it, but I was like, I'm not ready. And I feel like when the work got ready for it, I was invited into it, and I feel like it's a huge accomplishment. So, yeah.
That's amazing. I'm so happy to hear that you are a part of it, and so happy to hear that so many of the artists are a part of it. I think I started talking about the ME10, I've been telling everybody, just listening to it and also being knowing the history of NEs. The NE is pretty much like the Olympics of the Bahamian art community. And that's where, like Sue said, where you kind of show up and show out and do things outside of the box, outside of your norm, outside of your comfort zone, and mm-hmm. also prepare yourself to be critiqued, because it's the heavy hitters. Right. So what's coming up for you guys, solo wise, group wise, institution wise? Let's start with Avria. Avria, what's happening? What's on your current list?
What's going on with the current is expanding, and we have our new space that's called Echo. Echo's going to be opening on the 20th of October with an exhibition by Keishel and Didi. So look forward to that. And essentially, it's open to the public, and we invite everybody to come and enjoy the opening of the space and the amazing exhibitions. We'll also have a feature exhibition by Shepard Ferry, and some of the permanent exhibition from the National Gallery of the Bahamas. So the space is over 13,000 square feet of art space, and it's going to be an experience. Of course, we're going to have a party to enjoy and celebrate the opening of the space, but it's a lot for people to come and visit and see, and do that over a longer period of time. This is an international platform for all of us, so it should be celebrated. So, yeah.
I'm excited, and I know many people who have heard about it, have been hearing about it, especially since The Current has dropped their promos about it. They're like, what is going on? What's this? Mm-hmm. It's going to be, all I know is it's going to be amazing, and I want to be a part of every little bit of it. I don't care.
Oh, we appreciate that, Maddie. Thank you.
Sue and Dylan, what have you guys got going on?
Sue?
Mercy. Well, first our show, so that's coming up, and then Mercy.
Okay.
October 6th, and a couple of more things with the Current that are brewing, and a bunch of commission work, actually. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like a lot. Keep a lot in a shorter time, which is why I'm trying not to go insane.
Keep it trucking. How about you, Dylan?
Obviously, the Foul Play Show, September 23rd at the Current. And then afterwards, again, just like Sue said, we have some things going on with the Current. And I'm in discussion with one or two galleries to have a solo show next year at some point. So yeah, I'm just gonna keep on working. And as I said before, I like to prepare myself and have time to create work. So I'm just gonna create work over the next 6 months. And generally in life, things fall into place one way or another. So, I think there's also, I'm going to submit something to the Central Bank Art Competition. I think that's coming up soon as well. So I just got that message and I'm like, okay, well, part of what I've been working on has been part of something that's that I love talking about. So I'll put that submission in, and hopefully I think the rest of the work that I'm going to be creating over the next year or 6 months will be cohesive and comprehensive to have a good show.
Nice.
I trust in myself.
There you go. We love to hear it. So now we're going to take another short break. And don't forget to visit the nagv.org.bs for all of our content, upcoming events, as well as our programming. We'll be right back to Master Blind Canvas on Master Guardian Radio.